Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week of Re-Virginized, which is the unofficial fan podcast for Max's and Just Like That. If you are new here, my name is Candace, and I recap these episodes every single week where I bring you all of the fun, all of the bochinche that I hear across Reddit, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm really excited, speaking of Instagram, because Jay and I did launch our official Re-Virginized fan podcast page on Instagram. So please do follow us at revirginized.pod. That is our IG. And we also have a Threads. So I'm very excited. I do have a few followers and I'm loving all of it. I am constantly going up and down Instagram. I'm looking at the tea, I'm looking at the comments, I'm looking at the positivity and the negativity, and I'm here for all of it. And do feel free to send me your DMs, send me your threads, send me your tweets, because I love nothing more than to talk about and Just Like That in Sex and the City, and to, you know, answer your questions or what you guys think is happening or even what I think is going to happen in my predictions. And I have a few, so if you guys follow me, you'll get to see all of the things that I'm predicting, what I feel like we can be working on. That the social media outlets is where I really talk my talk, right? Like, I recap for you guys here, but I really talk my ish on social media, and I'm here for it. So follow us, and we're going to get straight into the recap today. I am recapping episode 3, which is actually called Chapter 3. Now, this episode was a little loaded. It was very funny and true Sex and the City comedy. And we kick off with Carrie doing her book reading. Now, It was very emotional. She is doing an audiobook. I should have started with that. It's not exactly a book reading, but she's doing an audiobook, and they wanted to use her audio because they wanted the authenticity of, you know, the writer, and this is her novel and it's something so personal. So they wanted her on there. But as you guys can imagine, it's extremely sad. She gets to chapter 3, which talks about Big and his death. And as you can imagine, she chokes up. So I really, really, really love how vulnerable all the characters were in this episode, especially Carrie. She goes back and forth with them a lot about maybe get an actress, you know, maybe get someone else. And ultimately, my guys, what does she end up doing? She ends up lying. She ends up catching COVID. And you want to know something? I'm here for it. It was just so old school, Carrie. Like, never wanting to break somebody's heart, never wanting to seem like the bad guy. So here she goes getting COVID, which was really funny to all of her friends, because, and not funny in like a, oh my God, you're lying. It was like, wow, you finally caught COVID. We've all had it like many moons ago, and here you are. And so it was such like a cute moment, you know, because she didn't know how to just keep saying, I'm uncomfortable, right? Or I don't want to do it. And what I really appreciated about this episode is that she has some very good conversations about her feelings. One came from Bitsy, who does make an appearance, and she gives her such wonderful advice. For those of you who don't know, it's Bitsy Van Muffling. She was married to Bobby Fine, and she's made a few cameos and appearances here and there, but, you know, they meet each other by chance, and she's just giving her such raw, you know, good advice, because she also lost Bobby, which was her husband, quote unquote husband. And I just love how we can finally talk about that. And she's telling Carrie, you know, it's okay to not be okay, right? Like, ultimately, you see me outside and you see me grinding, but I'm really faking it, Carrie. And you know what? You do what you need to until you get better. For me, it's a facelift and plastic surgery. And for you, it's... Actually, I love this. For Carrie, it was buying 1,000 pairs of shoes. To my true Sex and the City fans, tell me this is not season 2, episode 1, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, when Carrie had her breakup rule number 3, do not enter any stores, and she bought a whole bunch of Manolos, and it was the exact scene just 26 years later. So I'm loving it. You go, Mitzi, you go for that advice. And even in this episode, when she does admit that she was lying about the COVID, right? And she's talking to Seema. Seema is, you know, Seema's the Samantha that we didn't want, but we do need and we appreciate. And she's giving her such very Samantha, just has like this presence to her, right, guys? You know what I mean? Like, very soft-spoken. She's very raw when she needs to be, but she's such a nurturing person. And she's like, Carrie, I'm here for you. You cry it out. So this episode was very good for Carrie. I'm loving it. Still hoping Kim Cattrall makes, you know, a comeback. And as we do move on to Seema, you know, speaking of her, I love, 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 love Seema. She gets her bag stolen, you guys. And if you guys really knew how bougie I was, please follow me, Blasina_, so you can see. I am with her. She gets this damn Birkin bag stolen and she's crying about it. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, boohoo. But no, it's not boohoo. She got this bag before there was a waitlist. Hello, guys. Miss Louis Vuitton queen herself. That's how I would feel if someone stole my Neverfull, which I also got when there wasn't a waitlist. And for all my Louis Vuitton lovers out there, there is a waitlist for this Neverfull bag right now. So yes, Seema, I'm hearing you. Like, I get it. So Seema goes through like her own ups and downs this episode, crying over her bag, but still being a bad, excuse my French, boss bitch that she is. And you know, I love it. Ultimately, she finds the bag in the most unrealistic coincidental fashion ever, right? She just gets out of her car because she's stuck behind a garbage truck. And she just goes walking, pets a dog, mi gente, like she pets a dog, okay? And while she's petting this dog, she looks as she's, you know, bent on her knees, and she sees that her bag was just discarded underneath, like, I forget where it even was, but needless to say, she found it in some random ass fashion. But you know what? I am so glad that you found that bag and that all he took was, you know, hundreds of thousands worth of your money. So congrats to Seema for getting her bag back. I really do love her. She's so badass. Like, in this episode, we do see Carrie and Seema out at least Seth's very big jewelry show, which I'll get into a little more later on. And I love Lisette. I just really do. She's so cute. And I'm going to talk about her a little more in her fashion when we get to the fashion portion of our podcast recap. But, you know, they're at Lisette's jewelry debut, you can say. And, you know, there's a lot of thievery going on in this episode. So as they're there, super chic, the cater waiter comes up and just starts taking some jewelry. And we're like, wait a minute now, sir. What do you think you're doing? And everybody's like, security, security. Well, first of all, let me side note. Security did not do a damn thing. Fire them. In fact, even fire them as background extras for the show. Just get rid of them. Like, this was the slowest moving security for an event taking place on Fifth Avenue. I think that's where it was. Or maybe I'm getting confused with her outfit, which I'm going to talk about, but it's like so fresh in my mind. Such a badass outfit. But anyway, I digress. Like, to be at such a big event where Neiman Marcus Byers was there, all of these big important people, and security dragged their feet. And what does Seema do? She pulls out a gun in very Samantha bad boss bitch fashion. And needless to say, I mean, it was fake, but I mean, who would have been if it was real? But yes, that is Seema. Seema's just giving it. I love her. You know, I love how awesome she is. And I love just how supportive she is as a character. I'm still a little bit questionable on all of like her fashion choices, but she does slay. She does slay. So that is Seema. And then we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back from break, I am going to get into everything Miranda and Shay. I'm going to get into everything LTW and Charlotte. And I'm actually going to just lump them together. But we're going to go off on a quick break and I'll be right back. Okay, so let's get into Miranda and Shay. All right. I do really like how supportive Miranda is with Shay. But what bothers me is I feel like, wow, how come we didn't see a lot of the support with Steve? Now, maybe I'm being really, really hard on Miranda because she's breaking my boy Steve's heart. But I just feel like with the exception of, like, you know, her talking to him about opening a bar, even that was critical, right? Like, if you go back to the Sex and the City episodes, even that was a little critical. But with Shay, she's just like this superhuman, you know, I'm supportive, I'm Miranda, I'm this, I'm gonna nurture you and coddle you and rub your back. All of these things that we wish we could have seen her do with Steve, because she was always so fucking hard all the time. But anyway, you know, her and Shay are like running their lines, and something really beautiful, at least to me, happens here. Shay is really, really vulnerable this season, and I really, really do appreciate it. And I told you guys that in the last two episodes, I'm really loving how they're doing the storyline. And in this episode, she's very emotional because she doesn't want to do a crying scene. So they're running lines and she doesn't want to cry. And, you know, her whole thing is, me crying is making it seem like being non-binary is a tragedy. Yes, I applaud you. You guys can't hear. Let me see. Can you hear me snapping? Snaps, claps, flowers to you, Shay. Like, I get it. Like, yes, I am not, you know, LGBTQ personally myself. But, you know, I'm human. Like, I get it. Like, if somebody was to ever try to continue to take parts of you away from you, that is annoying. Like, it's awful. And what we're seeing is Hollywooding. And, you know, everything that Shay has worked so hard for, you know, I'm sorry if I'm just a broken record, but I'm so emotional about this myself. Everything that she's worked her ass off for, they're just trying to take away from her. So it's like, you know, they want her to wear these things that she doesn't want to wear. They want her to portray herself a certain way. And now they're writing, you know, her in a way that is not her. And I get it. If I cry right now, I'm telling everyone, the kids, the young adults, you know, the older generation who also had a very hard time, you know, just being queer and LGBTQ in this society back then in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I'm telling all of these people that it is not okay in a time that we're living where it's so okay, right? So I get it. And my heart just broke for her, especially, you know, because of the audience and you know, the people that she's targeting, people who are, you know, this generation who doesn't have to deal with the older generation had to deal with, but who is still a little bit hard for them as kids, as teens, as young adults. You know, it's basically saying like, this is not okay. And so my heart broke for her. And I was like, yeah, Shay, you pull that out of that. Like you pull that out of that scene, right? Like, you don't need to cry, mamita. You do not want to cry. And I'm loving the way they're writing her. That's all I have to say. I loved it. And, you know, I really did like Miranda supporting her and giving her the space she needed, moving on, right? Because sometimes Miranda just attacks, and she just, not even so much attacks, but she just doesn't know when to let go and let the conversation just bygones be bygones. So, amen, Shay, we love you. We're here for you. You know, we hope that everything goes well. And writers, I do like the way you're writing her and all of, like, who she is in that way. So in this episode, Miranda's being fun Miranda, you know, she's with an Android, which, hey, listen, yes, I have an iPhone now, guys, but I'm always going to be team Android. I'm going back to my Android. Miranda, I'm here for you, honey, I'm here for you all the way. You know, we see her at the store. She's getting her new phone, you know, then she stumbles and she wants to get a tattoo. And, you know, she's just being Miranda. And I love that little scene, though, when she's talking to Carrie and Carrie's like, please get your tattoo somewhere where none of us are going to see it. But, you know, Miranda, in true Miranda, oblivious, kind of selfish tone, she's talking to Carrie and Carrie's telling her she couldn't finish the book and blase, blase. And she's like, well, why couldn't you finish the book? Miranda, come on. Not everything's about you. Why do you think she couldn't finish the book? But anyway, you know, if that scene wouldn't have been there, it wouldn't have been Miranda. And so, you know, we fast forward to Brady, and Brady gets his heart broken. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, Brady, suck it up. I couldn't stand Luisa. None of us could stand Luisa. Like, representation aside, I mean, she was so annoying. And I'm actually here for the Brady and Lily love, not triangle, but just love. So I'm so happy that Louise is not in the show, whatever. But, you know, and Brady's, this is his first heartbreak. And even when they were away, I didn't even think they were together. Like, those photos seemed extremely photoshopped to me. Granted, they might have really been, because, you know, in true life, in real fashion, they were definitely not together. So, okay, whatever. But it just so seemed like I knew they were headed for a breakup. And I'm glad that they were. Praise Yahweh and Beyonce. And so Miranda's dealing with a lot of that, trying to communicate with Brady. And Miranda kind of messes up a very important scene for Shay, because she doesn't take her phone. She doesn't give her phone in to security when she was supposed to for the tape recording. And, you know, I really hated this scene, because yes, Miranda kind of messed up, but I really felt like Shay was not really being supportive towards Miranda being a mom and doing what any mother would have done, right? Like, Brady seems suicidal to her. Brady's going through so much. We've all been there. Our first heartbreak is the worst, you know? And Shay just couldn't understand. She's like, he's a kid, he's gonna get over it, blah, blah, blah. You just ruined my life. No, you didn't. Even Tony Danza, who I love, like, they rocked that scene. Even Tony was like, it's okay, guys, we're gonna get it again, no worries. And so, I don't know, it's that part of Shay for me that I can't stand, right? Like, I love Shay as a separate entity of a character, right? Like, somebody who's not with Miranda. But whenever her and Miranda are together, I'm like, no, it's just so selfish. And so anyways, I have more on that, because I'm sure there's more that's going to come up. But moving on to LTW and Charlotte, oh my goodness. Guys, this cringy ass MILF list. First of all, let me just start off by saying I love them to death. Don't get me wrong, they are the best, right? But not them making a MILF list, or you know, getting excited over a MILF list, I should say. And, you know, they ended up being number 2 and 3 on this MILF list that a child made. And I love LTW because she's like, oh my God, I would totally switch her order. Like, ugh, she just cannot do no wrong. I love her. She's amazing. And so this little boy made a MILF list. Cringe, 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 cringe. 1 minute Charlotte is yelling at these parents like, oh, we shouldn't be talking about a little boy in this way or whatever. And then next thing you know, they see the little boy, who's a little cutie, and all of a sudden they're 15 years old and they're fawning. Like, okay, y'all, listen. He's a minor. You guys are being very cringy. Like, I get it, you know, whatever. But you guys got to remember, he's 17 and you guys are like 100. Like, I'm going to leave that right there. Whatever, I'm not even touching this anymore. He's a minor, let's just keep it there. It's cringy. But that's pretty much the episode for them. We do see that LTW is doing a collab with Dr. Nia Wallace, and I am going to mention her because I do like Dr. Nia Wallace, but I don't see her, just her point right now. Like, I hate the whole Andre Rashad and her storyline. I mean, I do want to say that, like I told you guys before, she was supposed to be the one with Miranda. So at some point, if we do see her breaking up with Dr. Andre Rashad, and then let's say Miranda and Shay break up, I can totally see these two together. I would really love that. But that's not what we have right now. But right now we have Dr. Nia Wallace helping LTW for her documentary. And I love that. Like, I just love women supporting women. Black women supporting Black women. Like, I just love to see all of that. And, you know, she gets a little flirtatious with the sound tech guy, who was all in her shirt, by the way. As she's, like, you know, doing the docuseries, she kind of loses her mic. And LTW calls over her mic guy, and he's, like, copping feels. That's what he's doing. Let's just call the spade a spade. He's copping feels. And he's so interested. At some point, they exchange numbers or whatever. And while they're all out to lunch, he texts her. And when I mean all, I mean Carrie, LTW, Charlotte, Nia, they all go to lunch. They're all wearing fabulous outfits, which I'll get into. And he texts her and I'm like, okay, Naya, like, let's get this going, right? It's bad enough that you guys want us to believe that you guys are going to break up over this, right? The surrogacy, don't get me wrong. Children is a very big deal. People do break up all the time because of this, but it just seems so unrealistic for two people who've been together for almost, what, 3 decades? So whatever. But so that's that. And I just love it. You know, it was such a cute little scene. You know, anytime LTW is on the screen, I'm excited. I love, 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 you know, the whole Thelma and Louise of LTW and Charlotte. Like, they can do no wrong for me. And that's the friend that Charlotte always needed. And so overall, I think this was a good episode, or, you know, even great episode. Carrie was so nurturing in this episode, and I love it. As you guys know, she never had any kids. She wasn't really, like, maternal, so she thought. But when we do see that Lisette gets all of her stuff stolen, you know, Carrie does come to her with some chocolates that Charlotte sent her, by the way, thinking she had COVID. And, you know, she just very nicely lays down on the bed with her. And that's what I love about Carrie. Like, she knows when to be a lot and she knows when to not. Like, she knows when to not talk. She knows when to let people be. But just her presence was so appreciated. Like, I don't know much about Lisette, and you guys can drop your predictions and your guesses about Lisette's background, but she seems so alone, right? Like, she doesn't really seem like she has that much of a support system. So I love this for her. I love this for her and Carrie's relationship. And it was nice to see her be a mother. And then even at the end of the episode when they're flirting with those, I don't know if they were rugby players or whatever that they were, but oh yes, I loved it. And the episode actually ends with Carrie actually getting COVID. So, I mean, you know, the irony in that. But I thought this was such a great episode. And I am going to move on to the fashion part of our episode, our fashion and our questions. But before I do that, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a flash. All right. All right, everyone. Let's get into the fashion, which is my passion. First of all, Lisette, oh my God, you're just so cute. If I can just put Lisette in my pocket and just take her with me everywhere, I would. There's just certain characters that I feel like that for, and she is one of them. I am loving the blue and baby blue with white Fifth Avenue jacket that she was wearing. Oh my goodness. I love it. I love it. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to Google all of these outfits, and I'm going to put it on our revirginize.pod Instagram and our threads and even on Twitter, because I need you guys to love these outfits as much as I do. But yes, my girl wore this nice blue with baby blue outfit. There was some white in it. There was some black in it. It was a Fifth Avenue jacket. And you know what? She had on a nice little hot pinkish bodysuit and bag to match. I mean, it was just amazing. It was giving, and she's so cute, she could do no wrong. I mean, the curls were curling. I just love everything about her. And then, you know, even her navy blue hooded dress that she wore at her premiere, like her jewelry launch, it was like, yes, yes. And she has such this nice little body, like it was just giving. And the way she wore her jewelry, like, It was just such a nice ensemble. I loved the whole thing. My only regret is that I'm not in any of these episodes, that I'm not dressed in any of these episodes, that I'm not with them, living them, you know, so I have to live vicariously through them in my house. But yes, and you know, I'm a fashion designer, guys. So I saw that hoodie and I was like, okay, my Blasina brand, I'm going to make a hoodie just like that. I am making a hoodie dress with pockets just like that. So yes, I love that. And then Carrie was just slaying this entire episode. I mean, her opening scene outfit when she sees Lisette, which is the very opening scene when, like, she's like, yeah, you're still coming to my premiere, right? Amazing. She had like this pink and brown jacquard looking jacket. And, you know, underneath it, she had like this soft blue and pink outfit. It was like this pearled blue dress. It was pink and blue, very soft, with these brown booties. And it was, yes, yes. Patricia Field is not here, but she is here in spirit. I mean, you guys listened to me, and I love when the writers listen to me. Nothing more makes me excited for when they actually listen, because this outfit was giving, and she had that pink bag. It was just the perfect touch. And speaking of bags, LTW Statue of Liberty bag, slay. Slay. If anybody can wear a Statue of Liberty bag. It was her. Her and, of course, Samantha and Carrie. But, like, she rocked that bag. I have to find that bag so I can actually give you guys the price of that bag, because I know that I heard people asking about it on Twitter. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to find it and I'm going to tag the hell out of it. But that was such a great outfit, too, that she had. I mean, it was too much. She had, like, this nice, like, blue and green toned outfit, but I loved it. And then Carrie again. So you guys, I need you guys to know that blue is my favorite color. So anytime blue appears on this, you know, show, like, I'm loving it. And they're doing it right. She had another blue jacket over a nice hot pink dress when they were all out to dinner talking about that cringy ass list. And I loved it. And I'm like, yes, where are we finding these things? Like, you know, they look so chic and they look so elegant, and they're literally wearing thousands, like tens of thousands of dollars. And again, my regret is that I am not in these episodes wearing tens of thousands of dollars with them. Now, I need whoever listens to this show to know that I'm a fashion designer, please. Like, I am gonna start making more clothes, and I need you guys to just throw it on the show. Throw it on the show and throw me on the show there too. Like, you know, let Candace Blessina also showcase Blessina on this show. Please do that for me, please. Because if season 3 comes out, I just need to be in the show. And so with my outfits as well. And so she was rocking it. And then, of course, Charlotte. Like, out of all of her Charlotting outfits, I just have to highlight her Burberry-ness. Charlotte will forever be the Burberry princess. She'll forever be the Burberry queen. And of course, she had on this Burberry apron. And it's like, yes, girl, yes. Like, I'm here for it. If anybody can promote Burberry, it's Charlotte. And so these outfits were slaying, but nothing slayed like that LV on the go bag that my good sis LTW was wearing. Did she not have that on the go reverse monogram in the GM size Louis Vuitton bag? Yes, she did, guys. Yes, she did. Even if it was only for a few seconds, yes, for Louis Vuitton making an appearance. And first of all, if you guys ever hear me, please endorse and sponsor me. Louis Vuitton, I love you. Please sponsor me the same way that you are all for And Just Like That this season. And so I fudging loved it. And then even, there was another bag that someone was wearing that, Carrie's bag, like that bag that she had in the opening, that was like a $5,000 Fendi bag, if I'm not mistaken. So yes, and you know what? Carrie and Lisette win for best fashion in this entire episode. Sorry, LTW, I love you. I really, really do. But I have to knock off a few points for, you know, your docuseries outfit scene. Just a few points, even though I'm loving the Statue of Liberty. But yes, Carrie and Lisette for the win for best fashion. And moving on to the final portion of our show, I have some questions that I am going to answer here live, as I always do. Some of these, actually, I only have one question. Oh, mentira. I lied. I have two. And it goes, Oh my goodness, guys, don't kill me. Without my glasses, I really, 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 really can't see sometimes. This is a fail, getting all of my questions mixed up. But you know what? I love you guys. You guys love me. You're here for me. Thank you for always bearing with me these moments. Here it goes. Someone tweeted, Heather Solaris, @Heather_Moon. Do you think Shay was being insensitive with Miranda regarding Brady? Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, Shay, I know that you don't have children, but you present yourself as being like this person with a big heart, and I'm not saying she doesn't, but there's a little bit of, like, don't kill me, guys, like, I feel like there's a little selfish and narcissistic behavior, if I can, with Shay, and she's just a little selfish, and it's kind of like all me, like, Shay, you gotta understand, like, as I'm not a mother yet, but I have helped raise my nephews and my nieces, and, you know, personally, I do want kids, and I know, like, when somebody you loved, who you raised or helped raise, they're coming to you, you know, your mother instinct kicks in. And okay, yeah, maybe he wasn't suicidal, but I get why she took that comment that way. And you got to understand, like, that's Mama Bear. Like, you met her being mama bear, right? You met her being crazy. So you gotta know that she's gonna go to bat for her son. So yes, I do think she was being insensitive. I know that this show is her life. I know this is her livelihood. I know this is her passion. But you gotta understand, Miranda is also a mother. And, you know, yeah, I'm sorry that the phone rang during your taping, but as Tony said, it's okay, we'll redo it. So have a chill pill and calm the F down. Like, just take it all the way down some notches. And then I do have another question from the same person, at Heather_Moon. What did I think about Carrie's audio reading? I thought that it was too soon. Personally, I think that, you know, this has been, what, like a year span? I think she could have taken some time. I don't think she should have been releasing an audio yet. And if she was, I do agree with Carrie, it should have been someone else to do the recording. I get that they wanted her voice, but that's really hard. It was so soon. And, you know, maybe no time would have been the right time, but I think it was just so sudden. Like, she wrote this book and now you're doing an audio. And I mean, I would have never gotten through it. And even like the producers or whatever they are, like, oh, you know, you gotta hit your T's a little bit better. And okay, let's pause. Even how they were getting a little annoyed with her. Guys, come on. Like, on one hand, they're saying, take your time, Carrie. We have 5 days. But you guys all know in the production world, you don't have that much time. They're telling you to take your time, but what they mean is take 20 minutes, right? Like, I need you to get to do what it do. And I thought it was just too soon. So, and that ends our question portion. As always, guys, follow us on Twitter, tweet us your questions, Instagram us your questions. And that's it for our segment. Thank you guys for faithfully tuning in. And just like that, this ends this recap. But I will see you guys next week to recap another episode. Bye.